This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the most intelligent from amongst us are those who declare that they worship their Maker alone, and they seek from the one whom they are going to return to that he has mercy upon them when they return to him. So I say, O you who made me, have mercy upon me. O you who made me, I worship you alone. I will put my head on the ground for you and declare your greatness because you made me. So don't take risks. Allah says, just call me Allah. You know, in Hebrew, they use the term Elohim or Eloha. Similar meaning. And it's also the one supreme deity. When the Jewish people say, we worship the one supreme maker and deity, they're talking about Allah. And yes, we differ with them in certain things and matters, but regarding the concept of Godhood, the similarities are probably more than all other faiths between Judaism and Islam. So we say Allah, the one who made us, no, and he sent to us from the very beginning messages, manuscripts, messengers. He sent to us so many, and proof of it is, look, we have major religions on earth today. The major religions, the vast majority, the bulk, the billions, subhanallah, you have Jews, Christians and Muslims. Those are in the majority, right? So you look at them, all of their teachings are taken from the same source. There are so many similarities between them. Yes, there are differences, but there are so many similarities. And you will find that those teachings are interconnected. Subhanallah, there has to be some source. The Muslims respect and honor and believe in Jesus, may peace be upon him, Moses, may peace be upon him, and all the others that they have mentioned in the Old Testament, and all of those that the Christians believe in, as well as the Jews. And the Muslims believe in Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, are actually just an extension of the teachings of Jesus and the others. And Allah says, we have sent you to confirm what the others have brought. And it's a fact, because look at it on the ground. Yes, as much as we may not in some instances even get along well, but we still believe things that are very, very similar. Subhanallah, it goes to show there is some truth in it. And I believe there is absolute truth in the fact that the one who made me is the only one who is owed worship. No one else, none else. Allahu Akbar.